I'm going to begin to talk about what would love do. Some years ago, someone come out, what would Jesus do? And I was praying, and the Lord said, I want you to minister to this. What would love do? So turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I want to say a few things, a few notes I've written down for you. Once you get a hold of this revelation, it's over. Love is the most powerful weapon in the realm of the spirit. All right. And only the Holy Spirit can cause you or give you the ability to function in love properly. Only the Holy Spirit. You can't, I don't care how many scriptures you read, I don't care what you say, only the Holy Spirit can give you the ability to function in love properly. I'm to tell you tonight, your life will take on new meaning and new measures. New meanings and new measures. Places that you have not been able to function freely will open to you like the Red Sea in spite of opposition. You got it?
Yes, sir.
It'll open to you like the Red Sea in spite of opposition. Opposition don't make no difference. When you know how, what love would do, opposition don't stand a chance. And so every problem, everything you seem like you lock out of, so everything you seem like you can't make the next step, this message is to show you how to do it. Here's a powerful statement before we read the scriptures. All the fruit of the Spirit, when you know how to operate in love properly, will be at your command.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All of them.
Yes, sir.
All of them will be at your command. All of them. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. What would love do? I know many times I needed the answer for that because I did something else. Who else up in here? I handled it a little different. Even though I was a Christian. They're like, who you talking to? Step outside. I want you to write these notes down now. Here is the divine secret of all spiritual transaction, of all manifestation, and of all demonstration. When you find out what love would do in every situation, and the Holy Spirit's job is to let you know, hey, before you handle it, let me tell you how love will handle it. Okay. Here's the divine secret of all spiritual transactions, prayer, confession, decrees, singing, praise, worship, of all manifestation and demonstration of all victories and triumph.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Every case will be settled swiftly when you learn how to function in love at all times. Are you listening? Now, you know, come to me, get ready to rumble.
Amen.
Because you know, people have problems, they have trouble, they have tribulation, but in learning what love would do in every situation, we start at Romans 5:1. We're going to Romans 5:5. You see what Romans 5:5 says? And hope maketh not ashamed.
Yes.
Now notice who do that. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Now, that just don't mean he putting it in there.
Right.
That means the Holy Spirit's job is to show you how to function in love at all time in any case you're dealing with.
Amen.
Now, he didn't just put it in there. He went there with it.
Yes.
Okay. So, and hope make it not ashamed. It's saying that hope, Romans 5:5, hope will make you ashamed. Faith will make you ashamed without love. Let me show you how powerful it is. We're going to read Romans. Let me show you how powerful. Go to Galatians 5:6. Look at this. This is something, man. Galatians 5:6. Hope will make you ashamed. Faith will make you ashamed without love. What would love do? Matter of fact, faith question to you when you're ready to use it. Faith question to you is, what would love do? Because faith know it cannot fully work without love. Hope question to you when you're trying to operate in hope. Hope asks you what love would do. Grace will question you what love will do.
Yes, sir.
Forgiveness,
yes, sir,
will question you. You cannot forgive without love.
Yes, sir.
See,
amen.
See. Christian forgiveness is supernatural.
Yes,
sir. Our forgiveness can't be circumstantial. It can't be based on evidence of what you did, what I did.
Right.
Now you get free. Now you get free. You listen, if you're listening, you get free.
Yeah.
Totally free. Every spiritual transaction asks a question. What would love do? Just think about it in some of the things you've been dealing with, prayer. If you could have stopped and found out by this question what love would do, I think you'd have handled it a little different. Good minute they would have handled it a little different. Right? Right? Talk to me. Talk to me. Every time they don't talk to me, say amen on that. So just hit it a little bit.
Amen.
Because that's good stuff here. What would love do? I knew it wouldn't fight and fuss and cuss. Wouldn't call somebody and talk about somebody. Wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. No, love probably get on his knees and pray about the situation and thank God for his help. Mm-hmm. Now notice there, this is a broad statement. We'll get back to Rome. This is a broad statement here. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything. No uncircumcision. Uncircumcision. But for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision, the law, you know, availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. But faith, which worketh by love, is higher than that. Man, he said, circumcision, that's the law, you know. He said, but faith which worketh by love. So faith, some things you've been trying to get by faith, you have not received them because you didn't wrap it in love. What are you doing? Come on. All you do is wrap it. Come on, wrap it. All you can do is wrap it. Wrap it. All you can do is wrap it. Wrap it. Wrap it. The Holy Ghost there to help you?
Yes, sir.
Now, Romans 5 reveals about grace. It reveals about faith in that early opening. It reveals about hope. It reveals about tribulation. It reveals about patience. It reveals about the love of God And the finality of the whole fight is to fight access, accessing things supernaturally or by divine prompting of the Holy Ghost. Let's notice that in Romans 5. Now, you're going to have to pause to ask that question because we're getting mad fast. So we got to be quick on this. Because, you know, flesh jump out there quick. I'll handle it. How many know about that? Come on, y'all. Come on. Hit the thing, boy. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. This boy gonna be answering for y'all all night. Because I'm gonna have me an amen in here tonight. Because I know Kantila Sashikondele Basa. I know where God is aiming to bring you on a Tuesday night. Somewhere you've never been deep enough in the spirit. I know some things about the change for you that you've been trying to change for the last 15 years. When you walk in this, that thing gonna begin to change because it can't stand up to what you about to do. You about to consult love. When you consult love, you consulting God. Is God mode of operation? Write that down. Love is God's mode of operation. He never operates on the outside of love. Yes, somebody say amen. Hit it, boy. So I don't want you to sit here tonight and don't believe you in the making of a difference.
All right. Yeah.
I said you're in the making of a difference.
Yes.
Because now you're going to be able to push the pause button. I don't have to answer this right away. What would love do? Boy, when the Holy Spirit hear that, he clap his hand. And go to dancing. Because I got somebody I can put power in that can't be denied. Matter of fact, I hear these words. I hope you can acquaint with them. I'm hearing these words. The vault of love is being opened to the body of Christ tonight. Open the vault. Everything in there you need, desire, hope for, and dream is there. But love is in a love vault. But this teaching want to open that vault to you. And you know without a shadow of doubt, it is well. All right, Romans 5:1. I want you to see the transaction here. Therefore, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You see it?
Yes.
And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. How can you do that? How can you glory in tribulation? What would love do? Everything out of wax. What would love do? Knowing that tribulation work is patient and patient experience and experience hope. Now notice verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed because. That means hope will make you ashamed. But because what?
The love of God.
Is what? How? Which is given to us. So you have this opportunity on the inside of you to consult with the love anointed. Or consult on the inside for a love answer.
That's good, Apostle.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Now I'll get down further. But love never
fails.
So every time we fail, we got scripture, we got praise, we got worship, and still fail. Because the whole spirit world, love is God. God's character is love.
Yes, that's right.
Now, we'll sit here and we'll find out we've been half functioning. You know what I'm saying? Because we throw a little dust in the air and say, forgive me, and think we just go on and ain't really forgiven yet because we ain't did it from our heart. You know, we just went through a word with a principle we got. And ain't really paused to let that love get back in place so we can be powerful as we should be, powerful as we could be, powerful as we would be. Satan don't want you hearing nothing about no love.
No, he does not.
Love is not weak.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Love is wise.
Yes, sir.
Love is willing. Love know how to win every time in everything.
Yes,
you heard me?
Yes,
we're talking about the love of God.
Yes, that's right.
Supernaturally on the inside of you. Your being is held together by love. So when you look at Romans 5:1, I want to make a statement to you so you can go back over it when you're dealing with something. No matter what you go through, the love of God have you covered.
Amen.
And it's all right. The Spirit of God says, all right, to say, love, where are you? The pressure on. I'm trying to deal with this. I need some help.
Come on.
Had you ever said it? Love, where are you? Love, help me. Do you know what you've been told? Hit the thing, boy. Love, help me. You're gonna have that under your belt now. Sometime you're dealing with something, you're trying to pray, you're trying to say something, you're trying to bind the devil. You just, love, help me. I can't see love, open my eyes. And here comes Sunday. And love always shows you the hand of God. That's the first thing love gonna show you. Love, the first thing, if you ask love, love say, when you, love gonna show you the hand of God, say, he got it.
Yes.
Somebody been helped already. Somebody, some of y'all dealing with something right now, you need to. Love prophesies the outcome to every transaction. Hit it, boy. That's a powerful word, man. Love prophesies the outcome to every transaction. Now you got in Romans 5:1-5, and the first four verses, a lot of stuff going on. But love, get down to verse 5, love stop prophesying.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
when something go wrong, don't fret. Check your love gauge. And go for it again. Hallelujah. Come on now, hallelujah. When something go wrong, don't fret. Check your love gauge. And go for it again. Love is the master over all fear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Love remove failure out of your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Good,
Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hallelujah is right. Turn to Romans chapter 8. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
We shouted a little bit Sunday, y'all know. So go ahead, yeah. We're running around here shouting and hollering. I got to plan that tape and driving down the road and had to pull it aside. I started crying. I said, oh, Jesus. God didn't got in the car. Love makes you. I want to play with you a little while, and I ain't going to tell you the end of that. Love makes you. Love makes you more than a conqueror. Let's read these beautiful scriptures that Paul said in Romans chapter 8 here. This is so powerful. Romans 8, huma kandele sukumasha. Romans 8, 35. I got to go up further, you know, but almost 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Love can handle that. Or distress? Love can handle that. Or persecution? Love can handle that. A famine, love can handle that. A nakedness, love can handle that. A peril, love can handle that. A sword, love can handle that. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Look at verse 37 now. Verse 37. Look at verse 37. What you dealing with? How many people online? What you dealing with here? I'm about to read your voice. You a Christian? Let me see if you're a Christian.
Amen.
All right, I'm about to read your victory.
Amen.
Hush your mouth, child. I'm about to read your victory. Don't be telling me you don't have no victory. Nay, in all these things, you are not a conqueror. More than a conqueror through him that loved us. You're a love conqueror. You conquer by the love of God. Now, any problem in here tonight, online, can be shattered. Anything. I don't care what it is. Because love make you more than a conqueror. He read a few things that could, but don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. That's what Satan won't do. He won't separate you. He won't get you in the flesh. He won't get you in the soul. He don't want you to operate out your spirit. Wait, I'm going to keep reading. Wait. Verse 37. No, read verse 37. All what thing? What it says in the scripture? No, back up though. Back up to verse 35. Got some messed up stuff in there. Huh? Yeah, you got some messed up stuff in there. Distress. Nobody want no distress. Persecution, famine. I mean, the Holy Ghost is trying to emphasize that no matter what it is, that same thing happened in Romans chapter 5.
Yes, sir.
That it cannot overpower love. See, we got to operate in love. You can operate in faith. Tell me you got strong faith, but you got to operate in love.
Amen.
Sometimes that is not easy to do. You can meet some crazy people.
Yeah.
and you're trying to deal with them, you need to go back and sit in the car a while. Because if I answer you now, I don't know what I'm going to say. Because my flesh, your flesh done got messed up. Don't y'all sit like that, they all spirit. I know y'all too. That's why God made with you. I know you. Man was preaching, and he said, we're fearful and wonderfully made. I said, yeah, until we mess some stuff up. So you can't take that scripture and just do anything, eat anything, and mistreat your body and mistreat your family and talk about we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I wasn't talking about that foolishness. I know. See, we like to take them scriptures and make them scriptures I receive. And make them scriptures, that's a $200 check, make them scriptures cover our mistakes. Look what the word say. Yeah, but what you been doing with it? See, Pastor, I like you to preach faster because you go to digging when you preach slow. Yeah, we got to dig. Now, know where we are here. Well, we're in Romans chapter 8. Love make you more than a conqueror. Let's read. Let's finish reading, though. Let's see some more things. The 37th verse says, now look at the 38th verse. What it says, for I am persuaded. What that word persuaded mean? I got another beautiful scripture for that. Y'all know what scripture is? Yeah. Who know that other beautiful scripture about persuasion? Wait, we need to look at it. Right, you got it, bro. Hold your finger there. Turn to Romans 4. Turn to Romans 4. We're coming back there. Turn to Romans 4. Because we can't pass this voice up. Fully persuaded. Yeah. What did he promise? Yeah. Anybody want to dance with me? He's also able to perform. Oh, my goodness. He was not weak in faith, voice before that, but strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded what God had promised, he's also able to perform. You can't get in that verse without love. You can't become fully persuaded. I mean, he said he had strong faith. He didn't say nothing about love, but you know we got to have love. Faith can't work without love. Without love, faith is an introduction without production. Faith is an introduction without production because it has to be mixed with love before it can function spiritually properly. Nothing in the Bible can function. Our salvation came from love. John 3:16.
That's right.
But God commended love yet while we were yet sinners, he gave himself for us. See, love run the whole show. That's why I say God is love. It didn't say God is faith. God is love. And so that character is in us. And that power is in us. And that victory is in us. No matter what it looked like, no matter what you feel like, no matter what nobody else say, no matter what humanism say, no matter what politicians say, no matter what socialism say, no matter what science say. A person who operating in love, operating in the spirit, that's the highest order. I said, that's the highest order. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the highest order that exists, higher than the White House and the outhouse. Yeah. Higher than everything. Yeah. But it's functioned under the premises of love.
Hallelujah.
Four people made you angry, and you found out you was the problem.
Man.
Not walking in love. See, you see my point?
Yes, sir.
Know how to back off. Know how to be still.
Yeah.
Know how to wait.
Yeah.
Let that power get stirred up on the inside of you. You see, did you find a scripture, Romans 4, 21?
Yes.
20 and 21? Yeah, fully persuaded. He was a 100-year-old man, fully persuaded that his 100-year-old wife going to have a baby.
Right.
Well, he persuaded, ain't he?
Yeah.
But that's the kind of persuasion love can put on you. See, love, oh, I wish you get this, program possibility. Love is the DNA of supernatural possibility. So you have nothing to back off from if you aiming to do what's right. Love gonna impregnate it with possibility.
Amen.
Go right now. I never heard that in my life. That's powerful, man. Huh? Huh? Love impregnates you with possibility. So when impossibility see you coming, it don't really see you. It see love. All impossibilities are packing their bags in your life tonight. You hear what thus say the Lord? If you heard that Romans 5, you heard that Romans 8, you heard those scriptures, impossibility is no longer in your vocabulary. I feel sorry for my Sunday morning Christians. See, I got to try to carry them. You know, they need to be here. I mean, why can't you do that? Jesus Christ, why can't you just do what you're supposed to do and honor God? Stop disrespecting God, disrespecting me, disrespecting the vision. Quit that. It don't even make no sense. Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
What would love do? Go back to Romans 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many seen something they could work with?
Yeah,
huh? How many seen how bad you messed the scene up? Huh? See. But how many know you're ready for correction now? See, that's why the Bible said be slow to speak, swift to hear, and slow to anger. Give it time to kick in. You're going to try to handle it naturally with scriptures. You're going to try to handle it naturally with scripture. Boy, you're quoting the scriptures. But at the same time, a demon holding your hand. Because he don't see no love. And he know when there's no love, he can get in on it. For I'm persuaded, I'm in the 38th verse, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, good God Almighty, nor principality, nor power, nor thing present, nor things to come. Now, just look at that verse and look at your life and look at it the rest of your life. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, nor principality, nor power, no, Paul trying to cover everything. No things present, no things to come. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. See, when he says separate us from the love of God, separate me from operating in love properly.
Yeah.
Now, remember I said to you now, some of y'all got a lot of scriptures in you, and you've got a lot of results. You believe God, but you're about to go to another level now. See, all the deception and puzzles that Satan tried to set up before us, you're going to be able to penetrate it now by love.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Yes.
You still here?
Yes.
Amen.
All right, let me push three or four things at you. Now, this one, he can't answer for you. Don't answer for him. Just let him miss it. Because when I saw this, Turn to Ephesians 3. And out of all the revelation I could have got from these verses I've read, God told me this. I never heard this before in my life. I've read thousands of books. Love is the kingdom of God abundant tank. Love is the kingdom of God abundant tank. When you function in love properly, yes, you begin to live in the abundant tank.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Everything in your life begin to manifest in abundance.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
Paul prayed for the church at Ephesus. Leroy is praying for the church at Darrow. That y'all catch this. Go to Ephesians 3:16. That y'all catch this. Now, Paul didn't have the revelation of the abundant tank. Y'all got quiet on that. Paul ain't God. Paul was an apostle getting revelation from God. He just chose to write the Bible. He's the foundation of apostle. But the abundant tank. Love is the only thing that can get you in the abundant tank. Everything now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. But it's love. That's a love voice.
Yeah.
There's a prayer that your inner man be filled with love.
Yeah.
Well, let's see it then. I mean, if you don't believe, let's see it. Ephesians chapter 2, let's see it. This abundant tank. You didn't come to church on Tuesday night and find out how to walk in the abundant tank. Now you leave here and ask anybody, how do you get to the abundant tank? They just say, abundant tank? They don't even know I got none. I didn't know until 3 or 4 days ago. The Lord told me, I said, what? I question again. Sometimes the Lord says things, I say, what? Love is the kingdom of God, abundant tank.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You ever heard that before?
No, sir.
Did you hear it this time?
Yes.
Now, here's the way it goes. Paul said in the 14th verse, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. All right. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. You see it? To be strengthened with might by his spirit where?
In the inner
man. All right, that's the heart, inner man, the soul. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what?
Faith.
Now notice what he said now. Keep on. Maybe. Hop, hop, hop. See, now. That there's an aspect of comprehension that cannot take place without love. There are some comprehensions faith can't go to. Faith said, if you want me to take you there, you better go pick that love up, because I can't go without him. This is beyond my course. Love has to escort you here. If love do not escort your faith, you cannot go in the abundant tank. The abundant life will escape you. I have a word for you. Two words. Calm down. Calm down. Your tribulations are for promotion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Patience and experience will promote you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Because it's not something somebody told me. I know for myself that I'd have never got out there if it wasn't for God.
Amen.
Right.
This didn't come out of a book. This came out of my life. I've seen his hand for myself. Nothing can whip love. It can get in the ring, but it won't win. You understand what I'm saying? You, and remember Romans 5:5 now, and hope make it not ashamed because what? The love of God been what? Shed abroad where? You know, these verses saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 3:16.
Yes.
Look at it. Say the same thing. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of glory to be strengthened, but might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. What are you talking about?
Love.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And to know the love of Christ. Which passes knowledge.
Wow.
That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God is love.
Yes.
I'm full of God. I'm full of love.
Yes.
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 Bible said God is love. You're going to be full of him. You've got to be full of love.
Yes,
sir.
Now you're ready for it. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of them. It got to be according to the power that works. He doesn't according to the power that works. He's got to be love. The whole conversation been about love. What he's putting in our inner man has been love. Love is the fuel here. Now, this is not normal. Like when I prelude about how this church got to come back into discipleship and doing the right thing. Here, look at Matthew 5:44. This is not normal. This is abnormal here. This is an abnormal text. If you don't know what you're saying. I told you, Matthew. Uh-huh. You there yet?
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
I know you see it.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. But I say unto you, Matthew 5:44, but I say unto you, love your enemies.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Bless them that cause you, curse you.
Yes.
Do good. Oh, man, I can't do this. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We can't do this. You better be functioning in love. Do good. Now, you might be spirit enough to do it by yourself. Go ahead and do it. Do good to them that if you hit your side of your head, the other side of your head, and your ears start bleeding, and then you find out. I'll find out. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. What? Do good to them that hate you.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Oh, sucky now. I've had my opportunity. Oh, Jesus. I've had the smile, boy. Now, I know them people were cutting my neck off just last night. But thank God for his love. Because I ain't got nobody in my heart. No, I ain't letting you stay up here. No. You ain't standing here. You can do what you want. You ain't standing here. You know. Yeah, you got to get out of here.
Yeah.
You're going to make me sick.
Yeah.
You're going to make me broke.
Yeah.
You're going to make me die ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're going to bring stress and frustration and mess. Don't let nobody get in your heart, baby. Keep your heart filled with love. Love your enemy, those who hate you, those who say, see, because now if you're going to go where I'm preaching you to, you're going to have some haters. You mess around and get blessed beyond measurement. You're going to have some church haters. somebody don't, take all that. But you know what it takes. If I give it to you, you'll take it. Somebody don't take all that. Come up with all that mess. How you know what it takes? 544. I had you in 544, right? Look in Luke 6:27. I'm going to close in a minute.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of y'all have some things you need to deal with? We ain't in this life, you know. But I believe you're going to be able to deal with it better. To function in love, there's a word called pause. Because as soon as the truck stops, your flesh going to jump out. I can handle it. Just get your butt back up in the air. Let me get a hold of God, my love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't jump out the truck, because your flesh will jump out the truck.
Yes, it will.
Just nod your head. Just nod your head, all y'all. You know to jump out of there. It's been out of there before, you know. How many of y'all been out of the truck? We all been out of the truck. Probably gonna get out a few more times, but yeah, at least you'll be better. Better, you know how to jump back in the truck. Say, oh, I got out the truck before I let love kick in. Your flesh ready to do it, boy. Hallelujah. And look at this, Luke 6:27. But I say unto you which hear. I say unto you, what's here?
Yes.
That means somebody not hearing. But I say unto you, what's here? Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despise you. You better have some love. You've got to have God's fuel to do that. But you'll stay happy. You'll stay blessed if you obey him, you see. Now, I said it earlier, I won't say it to you in my closing. The text or the subject, what would love do? Your faith asks that question.
Wow, yes, sir.
Your forgiveness asks that question. Your future ask that question. And I wrote these 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words down. You'll never be tricked again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you know how to consult in your, I'm going to say it a different way. I'm going to say it another way. If you ever continually know how to make withdrawal out of your love bank, if you ever learn to continuously make withdrawal out of your love bank, there's a love bank on the inside of you. Back to Romans 5:5. Hope make it not a shame. But the love of God been deposited in our heart by the Holy Ghost. You got it in you, you're a Christian. It's there. See, it cannot work by feeling. It can't work by facts. See, facts may stack up. No, your love got to be in the divine flow vein. You need the Holy Spirit to help you to do this. Now, all the yo-yo messages you've heard, and all your favorite preachers you've heard, and the favorite thing you bumping around with, can't touch this. This is not a bumper here. This is a conqueror. See, I was so excited when God said, I want you to go tell them so they can have that. What would love do? Now, you can stop. You can stop your madness. You can stop your sadness. And you can stay glad all the time. Because you know you're going to come out in your favor. Turn to 1 Corinthians 13. Let's close there. 1 Corinthians 13. You got your shouting clothes on?
Hallelujah.
Ain't about no money, baby. We ain't talking about no money right now. We ain't talking about feeding the poor and giving your life to be born. We're talking about walking in love, you know. We're talking about all that stuff. Look how much stuff going to be turned down. Look. Your praise and your worship is turned down without love. Your prayer turned down without love. Your Bible meditation turned down without love. Look at this right here in 1 Corinthians 13. Huh? You ever read? I've read it many times, man. I said, oh, my God. This is, man. Let me show you a more excellent way. He talked about the gifts of the Spirit, and then Paul said about the prompting of the Holy Ghost. He says, let me show you a more excellent way. Mm-hmm. Look at the 31st verse of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I'm clothing. But covet honestly the best gifts. Yet I show you a more excellent way. Now I set you up for a love baptism on Sunday. I've ministered this message one time, but I got to minister to this church receiving the baptism of love and to wear a mantle of love the rest of your life. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, wow, and have not love, I'm become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. Isn't that something? And though I have the gift of prophecy, oh my God, and understand all mysteries. Boy, this catharizing love here. And all knowledge, and though I have all faith, how many with me? So that I could remove mountain and have not love. What? I'm nothing. Say it one time, I'm nothing. You know, because we with this positive mental attitude, which is nothing but self-help. But when you get over in the spirit world, you better have some prayer attitude. See that positive mental attitude is just to know how to regulate in this world, but it is not with people, but it's not nitty-gritty. See, I'm nothing. Verse 3, though I bestow all my good to feed the poor, what? And though I give my body to be born, what? Wow. And have not love. Boy, that's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Love suffered long,
yes, sir,
and is kind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love envied not. Hallelujah. Love vaunted not itself. Is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek is not our own. Is not easily provoked. Love thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things, hallelujah. Believeth all things, hallelujah. Hopeth all things, hallelujah. Endureth all things, hallelujah. Oh, look at verse 8. Boy, never's a long time. Love never faileth. Say it.
Love never faileth.
And my man of God have taught me tonight.
Always
consult
with the love
that's on the inside of me
before I move.
Got it?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to finish reading the chapter. Love never faileth. What but what I be prophecy? They shall fail.
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. So you see, I told you love was the highest entity in the spirit world. It's over prophecy. It's over people giving a lot of money. It's over all that. It's over them people who can talk real good. You know, got that, got eloquence in talking. But love is greater than that. Love never failed, but whether there'll be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongue, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Now notice what he says here. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I grew up. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known, and now abide it. Faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these, what? You see it? So all you have to do is, love is not weak, love is wise. All you got to do is, what would love do? Health, wealth, relationships, and enemies will know who you are and where you are as you function in love facts, love factor. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Go over it. Go over it again. Go over it. Go over it. And the very thing, in the beginning, when I came out and passed a few minutes, that's love, Pastor.
That's right.
I know there's some places you can't get to unless they got a lot of loose churches now. The people just do what they want to do. You know, all they want is numbers. I'm not concerned about numbers. I want Gideon army. I want some Davids up in here. Who know how to face Goliath. Huh? I want some rod stretchers that know they can't drink all that water, but they know they got to go across. And they know that God in some way is able to get them across. That's the way I want to train you. I'm not trying to be big. I just want people in the church to be big in heart and know what to do. Amen?
Amen.